Lebanon.
Okay. This week we have a double sedra in Parshas Tazria and Metzora. Not the favorite sedra of Balei Kriya. You know, I don't think they're that hard, to tell you the truth. But some of the words are very, very unusual. There's an old Yiddish expression. From Tazria Metzora, the Balkaira Hatmaira. The Balkaira is afraid of reading Tazria Metzora. But anyway, most of Tazria and Metzora, or I shouldn't say most, but most of Tazria and a good half of Metzora deals with the laws relating to somebody who contracts tzoras, which, as we've spoken about many times in the past, it's usually translated as leprosy, which is not really a fully accurate translation, because leprosy is a medical condition. It has medical symptoms, and it's treated to the extent that it can be treated. It's treated medically. Mashenu kein tzoras has certain physical similarities, you know, in the physical plane to tzoras. It's skin discoloration and so on, but it's not really a medical disease. You don't go to the doctor, you go to the kohen, right? Anyway, the fact is that the person has to, the person who gets tzoras, so he becomes tameh. And the Torah tells us in the first of the sources, Vayikra Perek Gimel Pasuk Mem Hei V'Hatzarua Asher Bo HaNega, this person who got tzoras and has this affliction, Begad of Yufrumen, Virosha Yefarua, he sort of has certain qualities like an ovel, a mourner. He lets his, he has to tear his clothes, and his hair grows a little wild, while Sofam Yati covers his face. But more important for us is the end of the pasuk. V'tomei tomei yikra. Okay, he calls out tomei tomei. Says Rashi, what does that mean? The second source, Vayikra Perek Yudah Pasuk Mem Hei Rashi. V'tomei tomei yikra mashmia shehu tomei v'yifreshu mimenu. He has to announce that he's tomei. Why? So people know to stay away from him, because there's nothing noticeable about him. Let's say if his tzaras is not on the part of the body that's visible, so you can't tell that he's a mitzora. So someone will see him outside the town where he's supposed to be, and he'll go and give him a b'shalom aleichem and say hello, and he'll be mitame himself. So he has to warm. No, no, you got to know that I'm tummy. Okay? Yes, right.
So the people touch him become a rishon tummy, mm-hmm. which you don't want
to
be.
Right, so you want to avoid it. So you have to let people know. Good. The Gemara has, this is not Rashi, the Gemara has in Moed Katan Daf Hey Amud Aleph, we have a din that we make when somebody dies, you bury a person, you put up a tzion, a matzeva, a monument, some sort of indication that somebody's buried here. Okay, that's called mitzainen esakoros. You can even do that on Chalamoid if it's necessary. You put up a matzeva. We wouldn't schedule it, but let's say they have to put it up. Why do you have to put up matzeva altogether? So Amar Shimon Pazi remez tzion kvaros minatarmina. Where do we say altogether? There's an Indian to put up some sort of a matzeva, to some sort of marker or indication that somebody's buried here. So Avo, the one has a few different approaches. One of them, Avo, Amar Hocha from here, v'tamei tamei yikra, because a grave site is also tamei. So you have to let people know that there's a grave over here. Kohanim, for example, have to know to stay away. So we're not talking about putting up some kind of a fancy stone, just some kind of marker letting people know. That's v'tamei tamei yikra, same thing. Tuma korolo v'omereslo prosh. It's like the tumah calls out, stay away, right? It's like a warning. It's like a fence, you know, a warning. Rashi explains, when we go to him and also was four, mitzayin and esakvar, sha'osin simonim ala koros besid. Okay, you put on some kind of a, you know, our equivalent will be cement, you know, some type of material, and it calls out, you make some kind of a simon. Kedei, as Rashi says, tumah korel oprosh, klomar, osim simon ala tumah, kedei shiem margi, shuporosh. People be sensitive. There's a grave here, they'll know to stay away, not to become tummy. Then the Gemara asked something else interesting. The Chayin Amar Uziel Bar Bray the Uziel Rabba Tuma Karlo Approach. Fine. So then the Gemara says, 1 second. We have a different drusha from this very same pasuk, which has nothing to do with calling out that you're tummy. V'hai lahacha hu dasa ha'uma bay lechetanya. Another teaching. V'tamei tamei yikra tzarech lahodia tzaro lerabim v'rabim v'vakshin olav rachamim. You know why he has to call out that he's tummy? One thing we said so people know to stay away, but the Gemara has a different reason. He has to let other people know of his suffering so other people will daven for him. You know, I'm in a bad state right now. I'm in tummy, right? I have tzaras. So, tzara, source 3. Tzarech lahodia tzaro lerabim v'rabim mevak shalav rachamim. So, we actually have two different limudim in this Gemara mode. Cut and daf. Hamad Aleph, what do we learn from the pasuk for tamei tamei yikra? One is that the person with tzaras calls out, I am tamei, so as to let people know not to become tamei by touching him. They'll stay away. But also, the second interpretation, it's not mutually exclusive, the second interpretation is that he should let people know that they should daven on his behalf. And The Gemara says you can learn both things because it's double language. It says Tomei Tomei Yikra, right? Tomei Shema Shamas Minitarti. Okay, that's what it says. And this Gemara, or similar form of it, appears in other places as well. For example, source 5. Sota. What?
Say other people's job. Where did that come from all of a sudden?
No, that's the Josh of the Gemara. The Josh is that. Why else do you have to let people know? Why should you call out these Tommy? Well, there's two interpretations. One is to keep people away from them. But second of all, that's the Tarshish Ba'al. That's the layer of interpretation.
Why does he not ask people to daven for him?
She does.
Chavetz Chaim, no, Chavetz Chaim doesn't ask. He just calls out.
Or just calls out Tommy, yeah.
Because the tefillah of a Masaper Lashon Hara is not in his Kavod.
Mm-hmm. It's talking about himself. Okay. Anyway, there's the Gemara in Sota, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis 5. Ketanya again, the Tami Tami Yikra. Tzarech lohudia tzara l'rabim. V'rabim v'akshim v'rachamim. V'cholmi. Now, you might think, well, maybe that's a special din by Tzaras. So the Gemara in Sota says, in Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, v'cholmi she'ir rabo dover tzarech lohudia l'rabim. V'rabim v'akshim v'rachamim. This is not limited to the Mitzora. Anybody, a person who's sick, or has something elsewhere he feels would be beneficial to other people to know and daven, that's what you should do. Okay, and it's interesting, in source 6, I'm just pointing out to the interest of it, and the Marsha is bothered by it. On the phrase, Tamei Tamei Yikra, Rashi there in Sota quotes Klomar, Suru Me'alav Shetamehu. What do you mean? That Gemara is talking about the other interpretation. Rashi here in Sota quotes the first interpretation, which is not mentioned there. I mean, it's not incorrect, that's the Gemara Cotton, but it's peculiar, says the Marsha. In source 7, the Chidush HaGadol there in Sotol, on Beis Mabez, Dimon Asa, Tamei Tamei Yikra. He quotes Rashi, he goes, with Perish of Dachok, Dachok on his Skaven, who would not talk. There are two things we learn from Tamei Tamei Yikra, and in particular, Gemara in Sota is talking about what we learn in the second interpretation, that the Mitzorah should tell people he's Tamei, so that they'll daven for him. And from there, the Gemara says, not only a Mitzorah, but somebody else too. So why would Rashi so quote the other Drasha?
The Rashi is on which one?
The Rashi's in Sota.
About?
Again, the Gemara in Sota
is
davening for somebody else, and yet he quotes Tamei Tamei Yikra, people should stay away. It's just strange. He's not wrong.
He didn't use those words, but it's as if he said, and there's another drasha you should.
Okay, that's what you say. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying it's an interesting point that the Maharal Shah is bothered by it. Okay. But okay, anyway, maybe you're correct. All right, but in any event, that's. And if the Marsha doesn't say that, but he says Rashi lets us know Rashi's not wrong. It's the Gemara Cotton says it. Anyway, it's interesting. Furthermore, it goes even further. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, Samech Zayin Amud Aleph, Tanya, Elon Shemeshir Perosov. If you have a fruit tree that it's the fruits are falling off and they're not developing properly, so Sokro. You color it, you paint it, you make some kind of a marking on it. The tone of on it, man, you put stones there. Someone says putting the stones there somehow with the likush chele, okay, it helps the fruit somehow. Elasoko besikra myrafu. How does that help? Kihecha delech the inchi viliboyel erachmi. People see that this poor guy, his field has a blight, you know, and his crops are gone. So they'll daven for him. Kedetanya, once again, Tommy Tommy Yikra, Tzark Lodiya Tzar Rabin, Barabmi of Akshul Abrahamim. What do you know? So it applies even to trees. Okay. Now, the Gemara Nida tells us, and don't think this is just some hocus pocus. Okay, it works. Samech Vav Meralef and Nida, source 10, Detanya, Tommy Tommy Yikra, Tzark Lodiya Tzar Rabin, Barabmi of Akshul Abrahamim, Omar Real Steve, Hava Uvda be Pumpadisa, Itzi. I have no other case where there was somebody who in Pumpadisa who told people. Rashi, it seems to understand it was a woman. On Samech Vav Meralef, Rashi says, "I have a uvda v'gilsot tzara l'rabim, ubikshu alei rachamim nisrapu." Guess what? She told everybody, "Listen, I'm sick. I need someone to daven for me," and it worked. She got better. So this is not
just announced.
Yes, that's what Rizita said. Why is I'm sick? He does it indirectly because.
But announcing Tommy Tommy. It's just not saying,
right, that's what I'm saying. That's what Rizit explained before from the Chavetz Chaim. You don't say, please pray for me. You don't say those words. You say it in some indirect way because. No,
because. Says,
because
your tefillah will not be accepted.
So I don't. I mean, excuse me for missing the beat, but what if. Are we trying to prove that it's derisive to daven for somebody that's sick or it's a mitzvah? Or
Well, it looks like the person asks, it's a mitzvah. But my question now is, why does it help?
Even if he doesn't ask.
Right.
But, I mean, in general, anytime you ask Hashem for anything, it helps.
So we're not. We're talking about other people, though. We're talking about getting other people involved. Okay, the idea is not you. Look, the Gemara, there's a Medrash, there's no tefillah is as good for the chola as his own tefillah. The chola certainly has to daven, but here's something else. And that's why I'm saying you're marshaling the support of the rabbim. Okay, and that's what I want to get to. Yeah.
Except with Yitzhak, who knows Hakishto, he said because they daven for each other.
Right, for each other. That's true, too. That's true, too. And the Gemara says if you daven for someone else and you need that, you get that first. It's true. But the Medrash on the Pasuk by Yishmo, when it says, you know, it says she davened, the Hagar, and it says by Yishmal Elakim, El Kalanar. And then no tefillah is as good as a person's tefillah. But anyway, But anyway, let me just try and stay focused on what I want to mention here. Again, the bottom line is that we learn from this pasuk that it's proper to daven for somebody else, and you should try and get people to daven for you. That'll help. Why will it help? What's the big thing? Okay, I mean, you daven for yourself. What do you need it for? What do you need somebody else to know? What's the problem?
Why wouldn't you think, like, what's the havamina? There's a havamina that it wouldn't help to daven for somebody else?
Well, I mean, the answer is, I mean, you know, I daven for myself, you daven for me, we all live happily ever after. I mean, the point that matters, that's what I'm going to see right now.
But without any sources, like, why would you think that somebody's beseeching?
Well, what is it? What does it do? What does
it help somebody else?
What?
This is the source.
This is the source word. That's the point. This is why, I mean, in other words, you could argue that it's nothing to do with...
Isn't it just, I don't know, if it's intuitive or logical, you're asking Hashem to help somebody else.
Right, but we're saying further, we're saying that the person who's the chola should try and solicit other people's help. It's not just that you should...
So it's more than would it help or not, that there's
an Indian for in a certain sense, that right.
Okay.
Now the question is, why does it help? And well, what good does it do?
All right,
But here we're saying, you let, you know, it's one thing to tell your friend, to tell it. Now you're letting other people know, half of them may not know you. So I just want to demonstrate that the whole idea is that the tefillah of the rabbim is what's helpful. It's not just one guy is davening for me. It's the power of the tefillah of the tzibur. So, for example, there's a pasuk in Tehillim Perek Samachtes, pasuk Yudal, source 12. We all know this pasuk. V'anis filah silach Hashem, eis rotzon, elokim rochastecha, anei memis yishecha. David Melech talks about davening in an eis rotzon. A time that, you know, a good time, a time where it's,
acceptable,
a propitious or a good time to daven. Okay, a successful time to daven. Okay, there are a couple of other psukim that I quoted here, which the Gemara in Brachas of Zanim and Bey is going over, Ches Malav in 16 is going to quote. Second pasuk, Yishaya Perak Mem Tes Pasuk Ches, Koamar Hashem, Be'es Ratzon Anisicha, same phraseology, Eis Ratzon, this is a propitious time, it's a good time. The pasuk in Iyov was a little more complicated. It says Velo Yumas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't reject. We'll see what that means later. And then another pasuk, that's Iyov Lamed Vav Hey, and 15 Tilim Nun Hey Yud Tes. Part of the Shalom Nash Rekavi Ki Berabim Hayu Imadi. So keep those psukim in mind as we look through the Gemara and Bracha Zayin Amid Beis, going over to Chesmon Alav. Amalei Reb Yitzchak Lev Nachman. Reb Yitzchak one sor of Nachman. My time lo asim mar lebe knishta letzluye. He asked him, how come you didn't? You know, I don't know if he was his mashgiach or his, But he said, how come you didn't come to shul to daven? So Amalei lo yichilna. I couldn't make it, right? The Rashi says, Toshka, I was weak, I wasn't feeling well. I didn't feel good today, right? So Amalei, so lichna vila mara sarvelitzis. So you should have gotten 10 people to come to your house and daven with you there. Right? You couldn't make it to shul, so you should have rounded up 10 people, make a minyan in your house. So he says, Amalei, tricha l'milsa. It's difficult, not so easy, right? It's a tircha to do that. So then he says, okay, so the lema mar l'shlucha the tzibur be'idun amatzi tzibur leisi v'lo di'al amar. You should have told the shliach tzibur, this is 16, like you should have told the people in the shul, they should let you know when they're davening, so you can daven at the same time. Even though you couldn't be in shul, you should daven at the same time that tzibur is davening. So finally, Rav Nachman said, Amalei, my kula, what are you chipping me? Okay, I couldn't make the shul, you know, what are you bothering me? I should have done this, I should have done that, what this is all about? What are you nudging me for? Amalei, because the Amar Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Mishum Yochai, this is the second part of 16, now Ches and Aleph and Brachas, my dechsi v'ani silosi l'cha Hashem eis ratzon, you want your tefillah to be an eis ratzon, Amos say eis ratzon, b'shoa shatzibur mispalalim. When the tzibur davens, that is a propitious occasion, that's a good time, that's a favorable time to daven, when the tzibur davens. That's why he said, oh, you couldn't make it to shul? Get him in your house. You couldn't get him in your house? At least you should daven at the same time, because there's a power, there's an efficacy for the tzibur davening that the individual doesn't have. And where do we see that from? So they quote different psukim. One was, those are psukim I printed above. Okay, kol marshem beis ratzon nisicha, that's the pasuk Yeshaya. Rav Acha said it's from Hein Kel Kabi Velo Yimaz, a pasuk by, because Baruch Hu won't dismiss the tefillah of the rabbin. Pasuk v'shalom nafshi, the second half of pasuk 15, when did Hashem redeem me? Ki berabim hayu imadi, when the tzibur was with me. Okay, so you have all these psukim indicate that there's a special efficacy to the tefillah of the tzibur. And that's why it makes sense for a choleh, who wants to get better, not only to daven himself, but try to round up the tzibur. That's why it works. The Maharsha explains why should that, you know, he has another source. He says, the Maharsha says, the truth of the matter is, this is in source 19, the Chiddush HaGod is there in Brocha Zayin and Beis. The Maharsha writes, that the tefillah of the tzibur, the fact that the tefillah of the tzibur is more acceptable and more, you know, tend to get better results, ain't tzarech raya. We don't really need raya to a kaminat Torah. We see it, okay. And it refers to a gemara in Yevamos Memtes Amud Beis, okay. Refers to a gemara Memtes Amud Beis, and really challenges the whole. Let's look at the gemara. Okay, we'll come back to the Maharsha in a second. There's a pasuk in Parshas Chanan, Dvarim Perek Dalet Pasuk Zayin. Ki mi goy gadol asher lo elokim krom elav, kashem elokeinu b'chol koreinu elav. We can reach out to Hashem. We're a nation that can reach out to Hashem b'chol koreinu, whenever we cry out. Doesn't matter when it is. Okay, good. But there's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Parak Nun Hei Pasuk Vav, which says, 21, Dirshu Hashem b'motzo, kira'u b'yoso karov. Seek out Hashem when he's findable, and call out when he's near. So the Gemara Yevamos Mem Tes Beis, that's a stickless stira, a contradiction. And the Gemara says it was a taina to Yeshaya. Gemara says 22. Moshe Rabcha Amar Moshe said, Mika Hashem Elokeinu b'chol karein elav. Whenever we call out, Hashem's there. Right? Sounds like all the time. And you, Yeshaya, Atam, you said, Dirsh Hashem b'motzo. Okay? Dirsh Hashem b'motzo, as Rashi in 23 says, Yevamos Mem Tes Beis, b'motzo, mashma pa'amim she'eno motzoi. Seek him out at a time when he's around implies that there are times not all around. But that's a stira to a Moshe Rabbeinu who said, Bechol Koreinu Elav. So which is it? Right? That's a stickler. That's a stira. So Gemara answers in 22, HaBiyachid HaBitzibur. Okay, there's a difference in Yachid and the Tzibur. When the Tzibur davens, it's always Eis Ratzon. That's Bechol Koreinu Elav. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was talking about.
So it's always like Nila? Every time there's a
tzibur? Well, the tzibur, it has that power, yeah, greater power. Anytime you can call out to Hashem. A yochid should try and find the most propitious time. And when is that? That's the famous Gemara. Again, Amr of 22, Amr of Nachman, Amr Abba Baravua. Elo asoyam shem rasham kippurim. That's right, that's why in the Sesame Tshuva we have extra tefillahs and slichas and extra davening and such.
Even without the Rabbi, like if a person's a
Right,
it's like right, that's correct.
Correct.
Any other day.
Correct. So this. Okay. Still, but you get tzibur, you get both. But in Echanami. So anyhow, so the Maharsha back in Brochus, Zion Bays in 19 asked, so what does the Gemara bring all these other psukim? Something in the Torah. All these psukim, look back in sources 12 through 14. Pasuk in Tillim, Pasuk in Yeshaya, Pasuk in Eov, another Pasuk in Tillim. The Maharsha asks in 19, you have a Pasuk in the Torah. You have a Gemara, and it's a Gemara explaining the Pasuk. So why do you have to bring these other? She says, you're right. That's from the Torah that the power of the Tzibur works. The Chiddush of the Gemara in Brachas is that even if you're not with the Tzibur, but davening at the same time as the Tzibur, that's also good. Fine. Okay, I don't want to spend that much time on it. Which okay?
Tzibur? Yeah, exactly. As I say, does that mean...
What's that?
Which Tzibur?
Yeah. Like, what if somebody just...
Where I'm a member, where I go every day?
That I don't know. Okay, I don't know which Tzibur, but, you know, some Tzibur are minions.
But does it mean that there's a Kavias and the Zman
yes.
of the Tzibur?
There's some Tzibur's davening where you are. Okay? Some Tzibur, yes. And the Kavias of the Zman. Anyway, the Maharsha there in Yevamos also refers back to the Maharsha and Brachas and so on. You look in Dvarim Rabba, the Medrash, Dvarim Rabba, Parshas Vaschanan, Parsha Beis, Simon Yud Beis, 25. There, the Medrash has a few different things. Dvarachak Hashem Elokeinu. He quotes Vanisil Silach Hashem Ezratzom. What does it mean? He says Amar Lo, second line, Shari Tfila Pamim Psuchim Pamim Nulim. Sometimes a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not ready to accept tefillahs, but Shari Tshuva is always acceptable. Why has a few things like that. Also, that's what's in this Medrash. But at the end, what's interesting for us is, look at the last line and a half, Dover Acher, Va'ani Sefilasi. What does Dover HaMelech say? It's Va'ani Sefilasi. Va'ani is singular. When I daven, then I need Eis Ratzon. Va'ani Sefilasi L'cho Hashem Eis Ratzon. I have to focus on it because I'm a Yochid. David, Bishil Shahayi Yechidi, David was a private person talking. Ani is singular, right? Ani is Tfilasi, my Tfilas, right? So David, Bishil Yechidi, Amar Eis Ratzon. Aval Tfilasan Shal Tzibur, Eina Chazeres La'olam Reikam. That's Hashem Elokeinu Mechol Kareinu Elav. So says the Medrash over there as well. And it's in the Yalkut Shimon 2 and Tilim. It's Chelik Beis in the Yalkut Shimon Remes Tov Tov Aleph. Vanisi L'Silcha Hashem Esot Samo Kimur V'chastecha Anenim Emes Yishecha Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu David B'shul Sha'ato Yechida Omer Es Esot Sam Aval Tzvila Sibar Eno Chazer Es Reikam. That's Hashem Elokeinu Mechol Kareinu Elav. Aval B'yochid Pa'amim Psuchim Pa'amim Ne'ulim. Sometimes the tefillahs aren't accepted. There's a much greater chance the tefillahs will be accepted when it's bit sibur. Okay? The Rambam brings that in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Beis, Halacha Vav, 27. Afal pisha tshuva tzaka afal olam. Tshuva is not limited to Aseres Yemei Tshuva. You can do tshuva today too. You don't have to wait till Rosh Hashanah Kippur. You know, you can do tshuva anytime. Okay? And tzaka davening, you can daven anytime too. However, Basara Yomish when Rosh Hashanah Kippurim, he yafa bi yoser, umiskabel is himiyad. Like you said, then you're like, even a yachid is like the tzibur. Shenemar, dir shoshem bimotso, ba medramur bi yachid. Aval tzibur, kolzman shosin tshuva, vitzokin, tzibur, anytime they dive into tshuva, b'leiv shalim, they get answered right away. That's the Rambam there. And in Hilchas Tfila, Parakhes, Halacha Aleph, 28, Tfilas hat tzibur nishmas tomid. Okay, the tefillah tzibur will always be listened to. Now, by the way, listened to doesn't mean Hashem's going to answer and do everything you want automatically. Like
there's a greater
yes, there's different. It's a gradation.
The tzibur on Yom Kippur.
It's going to be higher. Yes, of course. But still, it's tzibur on a week. Right. But in any event, he says, and even by the way, afilu hayu bechotin. Even though some of the people in the tzibur aren't necessarily the best, most moral or most dignified people, they're chotin. It's okay. Ain HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moes. That's a different story. Another time. Ain HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moes betfilas and shel rabim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never reject the tefillah of the tzibur. Lefichach tzarech adam l'shatef atzman at tzibur. V'lo yispalal biyochid kol zman sheyochol yispalal at tzibur. Plain and partial, right? Should never daven mechitzah if you can daven mechitzah. Sometimes not possible. Guy stuck somewhere. Whatever happened. Okay, now
it's interesting. It's with the tzibur. It's eino chozeres reikam, although we can't be the judge of that.
Right. So we never know. Right. I mean, right, sometimes
how do you measure reikam?
Right. Now, how do you measure it? And it's somewhat complicated. What do you mean? Because Baruch does, even when the tzibur davens, because Baruch doesn't do everything. Okay, that you ask. But on the other hand, what are you asking for? A lot of different things here. Okay. I still remember. I told the story in the past a few times. When my mother, Hashem, was very ill, so my parents were among the original members of Congregation of Yenei Soil up the block, so they had her, she was well-known in the community, so they decided, I didn't ask for it, they decided to have a tilim. They got together, and they said that a whole tilim got together for about a half hour, it was a Tuesday night, and Rabbi Adler was the rabbi of the shul, so he asked me to lead the tilim. So I said, I will. But I just want to tell you that when I say the Misha Berech at the end, I'm not going to say the regular text of the Misha Berech V'chola. Because the regular text of Misha Berech V'chola asks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to grant her a refuah shleima. And her condition was such that would have been like asking for a neis. Shelo kederech hateva, based on the doctors, it said. So what I said was, first of all, they say the Misha Berech quietly half the time anyway. So I just said, I'm going to ask for Rachamim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Shefta got me that way with other things. So yes, so rachamim, whatever the rachamim is, because Baruch Hashem mercy.
Okay, you always daven for life, no matter what.
Right, what's that? I didn't say not daven. I'm asking for rachamim, whatever the rachamim is. Because Baruch Hashem decide what the rachamim is. Okay, so that's with the Rebbe, right, the maid of Rebbe. Anyway, there are a few other. I don't go into that whole discussion now, but the point is, I'm relating it now for a reason. Okay, Lamaisa, she passed away the next day, mamish. It was a Tuesday. The next day, she died Wednesday afternoon. It was Erev Rosh Hashanah. So I didn't know this, but Rabbi Adler told me afterwards that a lot of people in shul were very dejected because here we had a few hundred people came and said tilim, and the next day she died. What do you mean? Because Baruch Hu, threw out our tefillahs, didn't accept our tefillah. So that's when he publicized to people what I had said. No, he did accept the tefillah. That was what he decided in his wisdom. That was the maximum rachamim in that particular occasion at that time. That was the rachamim. So he did accept the tefillah. We don't always know, and I said this over in the past too. That's what we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to hear our tefillahs, but, do what's best for us, right? We don't always know what's best for us. So the Rav recorded this. He in a few places. He said when he was growing up as a young man in Europe, he davened regularly, don't make me have to end up living in America. He davened because America at that time didn't have yeshivas so much and so on and so forth. And he didn't want it. European Jews, especially Bnei Torah, didn't want to come to America. It was very, very problematical. And he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was mispalat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that things should not unfold. When things started to get bad in Europe, that things should not unfold, that he should have to end up coming to America. So he said, and later he said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have done what I asked, most likely I would have died in the Holocaust together with the 6 million other people. You know, I mean, so it ended up that, and you know, the course of history would have been different than American Jewry, right? So, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do it.
Why should you ask
so,
for anything? You should just say,
okay, so in effect, but
all
right, that, right, that's a different horror. But I just want to mention that here because the Rambam tells in Perkes Halacha Aleph, Tfilas HaTzibur Nishmas Tomid, and the Or Sameach, and that Rambam, 29, the Or Sameach explains, he quotes all these Midrashim and so on, distinguishing the Tfilah of the Tzibur and the individual. So therefore, now, to come full circle, what we started with, now you understand why it's beneficial for the sick person to publicize his situation, because his tefillahs will be answered better if there are more people that. It doesn't mean he shouldn't daven. Listen, I'm going to sleep in. You guys daven. I should feel better. No, he's going to daven too. But his tefillah will be attached to that of the tzibur. Now, when do we say these tefillahs? So this we actually spoke a number of years ago, about 5 years ago, I think, on Parshat Tazvi. I spoke about also about davening because someone was sick. There we focused on where in the Shemoneh Esrei you put the bracha and so on, which I'm not talking about so much today, but just to mention it briefly, there is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Chesam and Aleph, that says, Amar Yehuda Bar Yehuda, Shmuel Bar Shelis, Moshe Rav, Afal Pisha, Amru Shol Adam Tzacho, B'Shomei HaTfilah. In the bracha of Shomei HaTfilah, which is the last of the request brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei, you're allowed to insert, you know, insert personal prayer here. You can put whatever tefillah you want in there. Many sit there and print a little Hiratzon or something like that.
But
you can answer everything.
Okay,
well, one second, good. But even though you say, Shol Adam Tzom Shom Tefillah, Aval Im Ba Lomar Besof Kol Brocha Brocha Me'ain Kol Brocha Brocha. But if the particular Tefillah you want to say is thematically related to an already existing Brocha, and you want to stick it in there, then Omer, you should put it in there. In other words, you have a general Tefillah that doesn't fit in anywhere else, Shomei HaTfilah. But if what you want to daven for fits in with one of the existing brachas, you do it over there. So Amar Chibar Ash Amarav, for here's an example. Af Bish Amar Shol Adam Tzom Shomei HaTfilah, Im Yesh Lo Chole B'Soch Beso, Omer B'Birchas Cholim. Right? If you have a sick person you want in your house, or with your friend you want to daven for, so you put it in Birchas Cholim. Bim Tzorach Le Parnasa, you want to ask for Parnasa, Omer Birchas Hashanim. Okay? And you know, and of course, after the Shemoneh Esrei, by Lakana Tzur, you can put in as much as you want. But and Rashi gives other examples too. Ches Med Alf there, 31. Rashi main called bracha bracha. Im Hayu Meshakeach Talmudo. The guy finds that he's slipping, his memory is being faulty and whatever. So Marach Bechon and Hadas in the bracha of wisdom, make a tefillah there. Im Bal Tshuva Hu Marach Barotze Betshuva. Right, Bechein Kulan. And by the way, I'll just digress. I want to say you're allowed, not only allowed, you're supposed to. I do it myself. I mean, and you can say it in English too, by the way. If you're not so fluent in Hebrew, that's okay. So you're allowed to put, it's not a hefsik in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, it's not an interruption. I put in Shomei HaTfilah every day. The tefillah is my children, whatever, personal tefillah. Perfectly allowed.
But
yeah,
Mike, is it
wrong.
Better to put it there at the end?
So that's a different time we'll talk about that, not now. But you can put it in Shomei HaTfilah, no doubt. Okay, now, the Mishnah Berurah brings that. So far, notice there was no text or anything, just whatever tefillah. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah does say in Siman Kuf Tes Zayin or Chaim Sukkot and Gimel Derech Tefillah V'yochol Ispala Al Cholim B'Rafa'enu V'Yomar, and this was printed in many Sidurim Refa'a Na Ploni Ben Ploni so and so the son of so and so Refa'a Shleim V'Sok Sharcha Yisrael. Okay, so there is a text. You don't have to say that text, but many Sidurim print that. I think the art school said print it. And they're finding that they have a little text. That's what comes from. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says this here as well. And that is the halacha. The Rambam paskins this way in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Vav, halacha Beis, and Gimel. Zok the Rambam, V'chein in halacha Beis, Im Rotzo Lahosid, B'chol Brocha, U'Brocha, Bin Amtsos, Me'in HaBrocha, Mosu. You want to add anything you want to any of the middle brachas. That middle brachas means not the first three, not the last three. Shemoneh Esrei has 19 brachas, right? 18 originally, now 19. 19 name stuck, 18 Shemoneh Esrei. But the first three and the last three are your constants. You always say the same first three, you always say the same last three. Mincha, Maariv, Shacharis, Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Kippur, always the first three and the last three are the same. Sometimes there's slight variation, but basically the same. The middle 13 brachas, you can add anything you want. And the Rambam says, Halacha Gimel, Ketzah, for example, Hayala Chole, Mivakesh Olav Racha, Mivichtam, Kifitzachus Lashono. Kvitzachos Hashona means in accordance with your linguistic ability. You don't have to have this whole text. You don't have to, you know, say in English. I tell Tamidim, by the way, they should daven in Shomei HaTfilah. Their own personal text. Sometimes we know it's very hard to get kids to
get
into davening.
You should still speak it out, not just...
I think you should speak it out. There's other reasons for that. I tell kids they should say in English. And I told boys in the yeshiva, they have a big test coming up. You have a big interview coming up. You have to decide, you know, is this something worthy to put in the Shomei HaTfilah? So you decide, well, you want the Yankees to win. I don't think he's doing too, but I don't know if I put the Shemoneh Esrei, you know, they have to figure out, you know. But something that's, seriously, a student has a big job interview, or he's a graduate school, or yeshiva interview, you're allowed to say a big test. I always tell the kids, don't confuse praying with studying. But if you have study, you want to have extra, you know, you should daven. So that's what the Rambam says. You can add all these tefillos and tchinos and so on, and it's perfectly acceptable, just not in the first three and not in the last three. Okay? Now, the Hagos Maimon is there on that Rambam, and again, this is Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Vav, Halacha Beis, Halacha Gimel. Hagos Maimon is Oz Gimel, 34, discusses, you know, the first three and the last three. Sometimes we do put things in, right? Don't we have Zachrin Lachayim? And we just finished Rosh Chodesh. Yalav Yavo is the last three. Okay, so, you know, we don't go into that now. Those are requests also to some extent, but that's requests to the Tzibur.
It's standard.
Right, and their community requests and not the other requests. Anyway, let's look now in the Shulchan Aruch to some of these guidelines. 35. Simon Kuf Yud Tes of Arachayim Sif Alev. Rotzol Ahosu B'chol Brachim Mitzos Mein Abracha Mosim Ketzan. Hayel Achol Avakish Lo Abracha Mivirkas Rifo Enu. Hayetzar Parnosim Avakish Mivirkas Rifo Enu. And Ramo adds, important thing, Kishu Mosif Yaskil B'bracha V'acharkach Mosif. Add your addition in the middle of the bracha, not before you start. No, start the bracha as printed in the Siddur and put your request in the middle.
Isn't it
in the Siddur?
It's before the bracha.
No, it's in the middle.
No,
take a look. No, there's an asterisk. You'll see it's
in the middle.
In the middle, right? That's what it says.
In the middle of the bracha.
No, by the bracha I mean the paragraph in concluding Baruch Ata Hashem. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry. Thank you. No, I didn't mean that. The whole thing is called the bracha. Shema Klein Hashem Elokeinu through Baruch Ata Hashem Shema Yisrael. That's the bracha. If you stick it in the middle, that's what you're supposed to do. But not don't start. But not don't do it at the beginning of the bracha. And ubishomea tefila yachol lishol kol tzorchem shikolos kol bakashos. Okay, now the Rabbeinu Yonah says, quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbi Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ramah is quoting him, Kishem Mosi Bracha, Mein Osa Bracha, Mosi Osa, which will call Yisrael, Omer Osa, Veloshin Rabbin, Velo Veloshin Yachin. Velo Yosef, Elo Bisofa Bracha, Velo Beemtsa, should be towards the end of the Bracha, and if you're asking a personal need, like you have somebody sick, so then you can do it in the middle of the Bracha, so there's all kinds of technical rules where you add it in. But according to some, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, you shouldn't do it, Yudafka should do it in Loshin Yachin, and not in Lashon Rabbim. You should make your tefillah in here. You should make it, you know, below Lashon Rabbim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot and Tes, why? The Av Shitur Lishol Afilu Bem Tzabrocha came and said, Tzarech Lo Lofi Shoyim, Yomen Agam Kem Lashon Rabbim, Yenir Kemosiv Ala Madbeya Shetabu Chachamim. If you say it in plural, which is like the bracha itself, all the brachas in Shema Yisrael are plural. Mm-hmm. You ever notice that? Rifa'enu, Hashiveinu, Tekabashov Avidolach Eruseinu, Hashiva Shovteinu. So now you're going to add a request also in the plural. It'll look like you're adding on to the bracha in an inappropriate way. So you say it in the singular. Okay. Now, sort of, yeah. It's called Mishana Mimat Be'er Shetabu Chacham. The Chacham coined a certain tax, so you're not supposed to tamper with it, you know, or look like you're tampering with it. Okay. Now, but the question now, before I get, there's two issues now that I want to talk about for the remainder of this year. And that is, first of all, what about on Shabbos?
There is no
refino on Shabbos.
There's no bakasha.
Okay. No bakasha on Shabbos. So can you daven for a sick person on Shabbos?
But we in the Torah.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. But before that, though, very good. So Shabbos Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, 37, Tanur Rabbanan. Hanichnas Levaker as Achola Omer, you go on Shabbos to visit somebody sick, you say the word Shabbos Hi Milizok, which means Shabbos is really not a time, is we should refrain from calling out. We'll get to it later. Or Rufu Krova Labo, okay, fine. Rameir Omer Yecholish Terachem Fan Rabbi Yehuda Omer, this is Yud Beis and Beis and Shabbos, top of the page, 37. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hamokum Yerachem Alecha, Ve'al Chole Yisrael. When you're daven for somebody, you should not only daven for that person, but you should also mention Al Chole Yisrael. Rabbi Yosef Hamokum Yerachem Alecha, Besoch Chole Yisrael. Okay? So what is that about? So, Shabbos says, you say Shabbos Himalizot, that's because it'll calm the person. Now we'll get back to that later. But look in the Rashi and Beis and Beis, 39. Beso Chol Yisrael, Shemitoch Shekololon Im HaCherim, Tfiloso Nishmas Bezchus HaSharabim. Even when you're davening for an individual, going back to that idea, even when you're davening for an individual, but you should say, I want, please grant a full shlema to so-and-so, besoch sha'ar chole Yisrael.
And that's the
lashon that we have over here. This is where it comes from. Because what does that do, says Rashi in Shabbos and Beis and Beis? Because you're now attaching again to the tzibur. Because now, I'm not just davening for this one person. I'm davening, I'm joining all the other people, davening for all their friends and cousins and relatives and so on. All together, we have a big tzibur, right? It was so, I'm also now davening for other cholim, not just for you. And now we have again the power of the tzibur. That's the point. Says Rashi again, Shemitoch, Shekolo, Ima Acher, very important Rashi, Yud Bezim Bezim Shabbos. Dimamas was so chol Yisrael. Shemitoch, Shekolo, Ima Acherim, Tviloso Nishmas, Bishusos Rabin. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Yoridea. Simon Shin Lamed Hei Sivov, Yichol also beso chol Yisrael. Include this chol with other chol Yisrael. Sheyomar, Hamok Racham of so chol Yisrael, Shabbos Yosef, Shabbos Yimelizak, Ufru Kolovo, fine. The Shach says the same thing. The Shach, 41. Yoridea Simon Shin Lamed Hei Sivdala, the Shach writes beso chol Yisrael, Shemitoch, Shekola, Imacherim, Tviloso Nishmas Yosef. Okay. Now, till now, we've been talking about inserting a tefillah in Rifa'enu, or perhaps in Shema Kolenu, in Rifa'enu, right? And you're davening for somebody else. And even though you're saying you're private Shemona Esrei, and you're davening only on behalf of this particular chola, your family, nonetheless, you should say B'soch Shar Chol Yisrael. That way you key in, you plug into the tzibur. Yeah?
It's interesting how Makom works like that.
What's that?
Makom works.
It's almost
like saying that the
other
is a chola.
It's important,
though.
Yeah, it's important.
The other thing is, the only way you can daven on behalf of the tzibur,
yeah,
is to daven for the yachid. You can't just like...
In effect, it comes out. Yeah, you're a shot to that.
Like, if
yeah.
you want to just daven for the tzibur...
Yeah, then that's
you,
more...
You can't.
In a certain sense, yeah. Okay, now... But now, I want to show something else. If you look in Shulchan Aruch Yoridea, Simon Shin Lamed Hei Sif Yud, that's Saint Simon Yoridea, 42, the Ramor writes, V'chein nohagu levorech cholim bebeis haknesses. In addition to all we said, there's also a minhag to actually say a tefillah in shul, meaning not in everyone, besides in everyone's private shmona esrei, whatever I put in Rifa'enu. Sounds like there's some kind of public tefillah in shul as well. That's what I'm all right. V'chein nagu levare cholim beis haknesses. Okay. Okay, but again, we're not talking about what. Well, that didn't make any distinction. He just says there's a minig to bench for to daven for cholim to give a blessing to the cholim.
Why don't we do
in shul? One second. Well, we do that. Okay, we don't do it every day. But that's the Mishnah Berurah. I don't know. That's the Mishnah Berurah for cholim, probably, and that's what the Ramo writes in the Darkei Moshe. That same simon, that's his Darkei Moshe, is the Ramos comment on the tour. So Darkei Moshe, Yoridei Simon Shin Lamed Hei, and Oz Beis, he writes, V'nireh shemizeh nohagu be'elo hamedinos, the minig in these parts, where he lived, in Krakow, levarech hachola bebeis haknesses ulevakesh olav rachamim. Okay? And then it says, V'nali, so that's the minig, to have some kind of, besides in Rifa'inu, some kind of more public announcement about the chola. And it says, "V'noagin lo se stokel aniyim bado." There's a minig to pledge the stoker, and that's what we do. We make a mishaber for cholim. What do we say? Bavur she so and so no doing stoker, right? Ki tshuva tefila stoker marin. That's why I was there, right? The old stoker always helps.
Where do you pledge
tzedakah? When you make a mishaberach for chola, okay, a lot of times it says in the siddur, it says you say bavur she so and so no did stoker bavurim she mishpachta no did stoker bavurim. That's the proper thing is to give tzedakah. Okay, Yisker also is like that. Yisker does that too. That's what I'm talking about right now. Okay, so first of all, where do we see that? Who says it's a strange thing? I give tzedakah and I'm asking as a reward for my tzedakah. We don't usually do that.
Ping someone off.
Yeah, not just that, but you don't usually say, we'll in the merit of the fact that I put on tefillin today, it's just, you know, we don't do that. The merit, I ate matzah, you're not supposed to do that and say in the merit of mitzvah. In mitzvah, do a mitzvah. Okay, matter of fact, we'll see shortly, you're not supposed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, well, I'll do this mitzvah, provided I get, you know, that's not how it works. But there is a pasuk in Parashas Re'eh, Dvarim Perek Yudal, pasuk Chof Beis 44, that says, Aser, famous pasuk, Aser ta Aser, Eis kol tvo zarech hayotze esar shana shana. Which means, in context, you have to, aser ta aser, from the word maiser, tithes. You have to take the appropriate tithes from all the grain of your field that comes out, you know, each year. Okay? All right, good. Now, there's another pasuk. We're going to show the pasukim, and then the Gemara is going to explain all the pasukim. Voschanim, perek dvarim, perek vav, pasuk design. Lo sinasu es Hashem lokechem. Not allowed to test God. Third pasuk that's relevant, the pasuk in Malachi, it's in Navi, Paragimel pasuk Yud. We just read it as Aftar and Shabbos Hagadol. It says the following, 46. Haviu es chalam aysa beisa otzar viter vesi uvechanuni na bazos. Test me, bechanuni means Bechina, test. Test me, Amar Shem Tzvakos. Im lo eftach lachem eis arubos hashamayim arikosi lachem brochad blidai. Test me. You have all contradictions. So the Gemara has the following. Tainus Tesamat Aleph, 47. Ashkecher Rabbi Yochanan liyanuka the Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan came upon Reish Lakish's son one day. Amalei,
his nephew.
They're related, right, his nephew. Amalei psuk, Amalei psukecho. What post did you learn about today? What are you holding? What are you learning Chumash? You know, don't you love those relatives? Always is what you're learning. You know, it's like, you know, the kids come to the relatives. What you're learning there? I don't know, I forgot. You know,
it goes to meet the girl's father. The
that's different when you have you know, you're for a shidduch. Okay, it's one thing.
But then you say, well, let me tell you what I learned in the chiddush today.
Right. So I know that you know my wife has an uncle who lived well. You know, they're major Talmud Chacham, a big bucky. And my brother-in-law told me, when they were kids, they never liked to visit him, because he always asked them, didn't you see what? He's testing them on the Gemara. They were nervous. But anyway, that's what happens yet. What's the pasuk? So, Amalei, what do you learn from here? Amalei, aser, taser. So, it's a play on words. Amalei, aser, bishril, shetis, asher. You have to know where to put the dots. So, aser, take tithes, aser, miser, bavur, shetis, asher. So, you become wealthy, the word asher. You give tithes, you'll get wealthy. It's counterintuitive. You think, I'll give away stock, I'll have less money. So the Torah tells us, no, you give them more stock, you have more money. Okay? Aser shabishril shatis aser. So yes, amayla manocha, amalei, zilnasi, test it out. Amalei, umishar la nasula kalibarachu baksiv, lo sinasu es Hashem. I thought you know how to test Hashem. Amalei, hachamar behoshia, chutz mizu, that stock is the one and only exception. You're not allowed to ask for a reward for tefillin or for matzah, for waving the lulav, or for shofar, for giving of an aim, or for whatever else. Okay, that you don't do. But for tzedakah, you're allowed to. Shenemar, and it quotes that pasuk from Malachi, back in source 46. Uvechanuni nabazos. Okay, uvechanuni nabazos. Test me. So that's what comes out. So tzedakah. Oh, what's that? Tosus kasha. So Tosus asks in 49. Okay. All right, first in the Rashi, it says in 48 that it was his nephew. Fine, doesn't matter. So it says, Aser Taser. So says the Tosus, Tainus Testament Aleph. Who says this is a blanket rule by Tzedakah? It starts with Meiser, which talks about is tithes from agricultural produce. So Tosus says, Hachis b'sifrei, he quotes the Sifrei, Aser Taser, Eis Kol Tuva Zarecha, Yotze Sarashan Hashan, Ainli Ela Tuva Zarecha, Shechai b'Meiser. But what about ribbis here just means money to be made, prakmatya business, michol sharva manayin? How do you know it applies to other things? Maybe it's a special din, you know, by miser, but it doesn't apply to all other types of income. So it says, no, Talmud Lomar is kol, as kol. The matzah as tvoscha, my kol, rabba swiz, prakmatya kol, dover shamar viechbo. This mitzvah to give tithes is not only the agricultural tithes, but applies to all things, and therefore you can ask for reward for all of those things. Now,
what about the Indian of Lois and Bolus?
What's that?
What about
that's
the else,
That's Tosin and Tainus Testament Aleph, 49. What?
The whole idea of
Lo Lishma
Bolus, isn't that
okay, you're right. But somehow, I got you, but somehow Tzedakah is an exception. Somehow Tzedakah is an exception.
No, I'm saying the other way around, that Lo Lishma Bolus, we
apply it's better to anything. Okay, but it's a good point, but you have a law of Lo Sinasu, it says you can't. I don't know.
Ramah brings three Shidos.
I know, the beginning of Hilchos Tzedakah, whether it applies only to Meiser, or to Meiser Tvua, or Meiser Tvua, I understand. But anyway,
it's still not clear.
Right. But according to Tosas, the issue of being able to get a reward, okay, applies to all the things. That's what he
talks about. There's also not what you can ask for.
That's also
besides
great.
Besides when you do it, because yes. This Gemara said, ask to get rich.
Right.
Can you ask for something else?
Something else, right.
You can't ask for the
so rich. The Shach, I don't want to go into it. That's what I know about last time, also 5 years ago. But the Shach says the following over there in Yeridei Shin Lamed Hei, that we're looking at before, in Siv Katan Yud. The Shach writes, that's why I make a Mishmach V'cholim. And now you understand why you have to give tzedakah. So just tonight, I saw Rabbi Neuberger before this shiurim. So we were talking. So he said someone asked him a shot. He was on a hotel for Pesach, and he got an aliyah. So the gabbai automatically made a mishaberach, and he said, "Bavur shes lechsev, am I mechuyev to give?" So he thought he was because he nodded, he accepted it. He didn't say,
"Yeah,
didn't realize what it was." So maybe that's a further question. Anyway, so that's what we do in a mishaberach. We always make a pledge to tzedakah. Now, just before I read the shach, this is what Rabbi Zil was doing before. You know. Rav Soloveitchik objected a little bit to the fact that a lot of times they make a Mishaberech, a guy gets an aliyah, right? He gets called on this. So we say, Mishaberech, so-and-so, ben so-and-so, Bavur she'olah l'Torah l'chvar. because he got aliyah. Really? We don't do that. You know, why is he entitled to a bracha? We're asking Gemara, give this guy a bracha because he got aliyah. We don't say at the end, they take off tzon, whoever put on tzon should get a bracha. We don't do that, right? It's sort of under low synonymous of Hashem. So we don't say, and tzokah, right. So it's hard to say, so that's what I didn't like, bavur. So therefore he just said, and that's why I do a mashu, we say, it's a take out the word bavur. It's a Chaim ben Simcha, she'olah, who went up, and we also take out the word bischarzeh. Bischarzeh means as a reward. But when the Mishaberich is made for the family and the guy's going to give a pledge, then you can say Bavurzeh, and then you can say Mischarzeh, because the guy's giving stalker. The second Mishaberich they usually make for the mother-in-law and all that, that's for stalker. That's how Moshul. The first one, you're the freebie. The second one is the stalker. So this first one, you should not say Bavur.
Oh, Bavur, that he had an aliyah.
Yeah, it's not right.
Who came up with that lesson? Back to what we said 5 minutes ago. Stalker is okay.
Right, that's the point. Okay. So, huh?
Let's always do that. It's in the government.
Second one, yeah, I think
yeah,
so. That's
right. I'm wondering if it's okay.
What do you mean? You're allowed to?
Raising the question. Is it okay or not?
So the answer is, first of all, again, going back, you should give tzedakah when you're down for somebody who's sick.
Right.
But besides that, to say tzedakah, to say bavur when just because you got an aliyah, we wouldn't do. But to say bavur when you got tzedakah, that's what's allowed. As a side point, I think I mentioned in the past, the Rav also felt that you should make, if you're making a pledge, so many shul say bavur should know that tzedakah, or matana levei sakneses. The Rav thought you should specify the amount. Okay, why? So he said, because you know what happens? A guy gets an aliyah, it's a fancy aliyah, he's in a good mood, he makes a mishaberich for his children and for his uncles and everything else. And he's thinking to give $100. Okay, that's when he's in a cheerful mood. Then a week and a half later, it's time to write out the check. He said, well, I never said $100. Right now, $18 is also good. Right? So the problem is, because there's some who hold that Dvarim Shebelev, well, you by tzedakah, by hektish, by mitzvahs,
so
count. So therefore, he said it's better to say the amount. Not of a father. That's what I'm saying.
Right. So it's being mitzvah, it's more of a concern for that person's neshama than the money.
In a certain sense. Wow. In a certain sense, yeah.
There are two words here that are problematic.
Yeah, bavur and bischarzeh.
Right. So the rub is against bavur.
I think so. That's right. My shul knows some bias, we don't see them.
The only one is crossed out in the Gavis book.
I don't think so. Double check.
All right.
I thought I crossed both. I'll take a look. Anyway, my shul. That's my domain. Anyway, the Shach mentioned something else. When do we do this? So we tend to do the Mishaberich for Chola only when the laning days. But take a look at the Shach. It's Mishnah Lamed Hesiv Katan Yud Tab 50. Yeah, look what the Shach says. V'chei Nog L'Varach HaChola, Ayin Baruch Chaim Simon Dal, we'll see a second. Kosav Arav, D'yesh Nog L'Varach HaChola, Ben Yishtabach Liotzer. Right after Yishtabach, right before Baruch. That was the meaning in those days. They made him a Shabbat. Okay.
True.
We say Shabbat Malachim at that point. So okay, right? It may be related. But that's he's saying. That's what they used to do. And then he says something else. We'll get back to that. Because of Medina Melchol Shalma Harivayel Simchas, She'ein Levar Chacholim B'Shabbos Yontem. We're going to come back to that point. Okay? Unless it's a person who's Cholim Mesukan Boba, and the guy's sick that day. We'll come back to that point in a second. So it's Taka true. What the Shach and Shun Lamed Hein Yerodea said is true. You look at Or Chaim, Simon Nun Dalat Siv Gimel. Really, you're not allowed to talk between Yishtabach and Baruch Hu. Yotzer means the beginning of the bracha. Yotzer or. Right? 51. It says, Hamasaper ben Yishtabach liyotzer, Avera hibiyadu. It's a big Avera to talk at that point after the Yishtabach and before the Baruch Hu. In fact, there will be something which you wouldn't have to go to war for because you might get killed. Fine. But Yesh Omer, Yesh Mishon Shalatzarche Tzibor, O Livso Tztoke, Lemishabon, Espanas, Mutala Hafsik. However, if for some kind of a communal need or to give tztoke to somebody, you can be mafsik at that point. And the Ramo adds, O Mizen Ispashet, Mashenogu, Beharbe, Mekomos. That's what he writes in his time, not around here. But Levarech Chole, O Likwo, Isaknes, Shasodin, Ben Yishtabach, Le Yotze. That's because, again, these things were done at that point. You have a captive audience. People are listening.
Okay? Even the Kaddish being said around there?
Yeah, before the Kaddish. So therefore, that's what he says, the meaning is around there. The Mishnah Berurah, okay, by the way, there are more ads, but if you did stop, then the Chazan, before he says Kaddish, should say a couple of psukim quickly, because the Kaddish really goes on psukim, now there's been a hefsek. So say some psukim to himself.
The
Musaf, same idea, right? Yeah. Okay, anyway, because Kaddish, he says, needs psukim, so the Chazan should mumble to himself a couple of psukim. Fine. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Simon Adal Siv Avav, okay, he says, You should give tzedakah, but what din lechol dvar mitzvah? You're allowed to stop at that point. The dafka ben yishtabach liotze, the dafka by yishtabach between yishtabach and baruch hu, but not after the kaddish. He says, fine, all right. So, but that's not our minig nowadays. For whatever reason, that minig fell out of use, and we only do it by laning the mishaberech for a chola. Okay, that's but now we understand why we do it, because it's tzula tzibur, has greater efficacy, and yitaka gives tzedakah as well. But now,
doesn't say why the minig changed.
Yeah, I don't know.
Some people
right.
Say, well, here's a reason.
Yeah, yeah, no, it doesn't seem to be. Yeah, the answer is I don't know.
Clash against the other reason.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be. I don't know. Okay? But now the last issue. The Rishalmi says in Shabbos, Perek Tes Vav Alocha Gimel Tani, Osur Litvoa Tzrochov B'Shabbos. It is not proper, it's forbidden on Shabbos. That's what I'm talking about now. Can you make a Mishaber for Cholom on Shabbos? You all know the answer, we do. But, you know, is that really right? Because we don't, what?
Because it's a
Bekar. Yeah, we don't usually do that on Shabbos. Also, it's Shabbos. And the Korban Eid on that Yerushalmi explains, again, it's Shabbos, Perek Tes Vav Alocha Gimel, 54. Also, it's Vav Tzvach B'Shabbos. Why? Lefisha Michlal Oneg Shabbos, who? Sheyach Shadav Kilo Komalach to Osui. We don't want a person worrying about his livelihood and his panos on Shabbos. You don't ask for things. On Shabbos, Oneg Shabbos, you should feel everything's taken care of. I'm not worried about it. It's a weekday.
Okay. This is like
one thing. Good. Let's see. So, but you don't make these requests. And you don't worry about this on Shabbos. So what about the tefillah for chol on Shabbos? So you look in the Tosefta in Shabbos, Perek Zayin, Aluch Yudalah 55, to Machokas, Beisham Beisil. The Gemara, the Tosefta quotes a few sheets of Beisham Beisham Omer. One of them is, Ve'ein Mispala ala chol b'Shabbos. The Beisham Taska Paskin, that you don't make a prayer for a Mishaber for chol or any prayer for a chol on Shabbos. Beisil Matirin. Okay? But to Machokas, Beisham Beisil, whether you should daven for a sick person on Shabbos or not. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Beis, Halacha Chav Dal 56, right? Ve'ein mischanan ve'lo zolken al davar b'Shabbos. You don't cry out things and have extra tchinos on Shabbos. Okay?
We didn't
tell
you how serious the problem is.
One second. Perek La, we'll get to that. Perek Lam in Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam writes, Osho lis'anos ulizok ulischanan ulvakash racham b'Shabbos, v'afilu b'tzor v'natzor. Well, that's a different problem. But some people don't say Shabbos either, but what's that? We feel a bit sorry, sorry, shatzib, misanam, masrim, ain't misanam, velo masrim, but Shabbos, or Yom Tov. Shabbos, Yontif, all these special crying out and special fasting, you don't do on Shabbos and Yontif. Okay, at the same time, though, there is a Gemara in Tainus, Chof Bezim Beis, 58, that says, Ton Rabbonan, Ir Shikifu Nochrim Onar, the city was surrounded by Goyish marauders, armies, Ve'echad Tzvinam, or the ship is sinking at sea. The echad yochid shenirda bnei nochem bnei listin bnei ruach ra. An individual is running away from being chased by goyim, he's chased by robbers, or he has ruach ra. Ruach ra means he's like almost a temporary insanity and it's dangerous. That's what Rashi says. Nichnas bo ruach sheda. It's some kind of demon possessed him. Possessed. Okay, and they're afraid he'll fall down, he'll drown, or whatever it is.
Those who want to say okay. Say it's
a mental imbalance. Temporary insanity. Okay, temporary mental imbalance. So anyway, all these cases, says the Gemara in Tainus. So these kind of things you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Now, based upon this,
what kind of thing?
To daven, or even to fast on Shabbos. These extreme danger situations. Okay, the city is being attacked. You know, extreme famine. Extreme danger. Not some guy's got a cold. Okay, he's got the extreme danger situations. But now
you don't have a refuel sling for somebody who has a cold baklav. Isn't there a guideline?
Yes.
Yeah, but this danger sounds like pikuach nefesh, so there's nothing to
right. Okay, now so the Rama the Riff Paskin
action for pikuach nefesh.
So that's correct on Shabbos. They certainly do that. So the Riff writes the Riff writes Tainus Chesam Beis and pays the Riff 1 second. Tana Rabbanan, Ir Shikifu Gaiso. So the city was surrounded by marauders, troops around. Oh, Nahor, the river overflowed. Usinu Tasriyam, they see that the ship is sinking. And a person, if you have a yachid, is permitted. Okay, the yachid anidok neakum ne ruach rob ne lisim asriyam le b'Shabbos ve'alkul on the saga. You can daven for them even on Shabbos. Why? Because those are situations where the pressing need is today. Mm. Sometimes if a person got a chronic illness, we mispolish have a refuah shleima. But nothing will be different tomorrow. It's the same situation. So then we don't talk about it on Shabbos. But if it's something that could change, that's what the that's how the Mepharshim learn over here. Okay.
So wait, Lemaisa, that according to this, that the person that has the ongoing thing that you daven.
But it's something unique today. It's a problem today.
You wouldn't say it on Shabbos.
No, you can. That's when you can do it on Shabbos. You can do it on Shabbos.
When it's not
an emergency. If it's a pressing situation, you can even do it on Shabbos.
And this is a private field.
Yes.
So it's not the same as what we said 5 minutes ago about.
But it'll be that. Right, but that too. That too. That's the point. That too.
So when you have when the gabbai says Mishmer v'cholin.
Yeah, it should be
you
really
only mention names.
Good, hold the thought. Okay, good, good. You're right. You're right. That's what it should be.
Somebody
yeah.
who's acute.
We'll
not
see
chronic.
In a moment. Yes, correct.
No, that's not.
That's
good.
A difference.
It could be chronic and it's.
And it's also acute. But
no,
yeah,
what
is
that?
There is. I think it's implied. Yeah. Well, it depends which text they use. Some texts have, some texts don't.
They have just announcing names.
Yeah, yeah. Some texts have it. I have to check. Okay, the Rif paskins this way in 60. The Rif is in Tainus Chesam Beis in his pages. I read it before, right? Tanar Bona, Ir Shikifu, Gai So, Sonar, Sinam, Tazu Yom, Yochar, and all these cases is Masri and Olav Miyad B'Shabbos. You can scream out about it immediately on Shabbos. Okay, the Ran on that Rif, Chesam Beis, the page of the Rif in Tainus 61, the Ran says, and even the person with temporary insanity, all these cases, he says on the second line of 61, Ulefizeh, you have a sick person who's at that day situation that Masrin Lobby Shabbos. You can daven on Shabbos. Okay, it's not just a din Ruach Ra, but it's in all these dinners. Okay, what?
I thought it's Pasha because Pikuach Nefesh. This guy is very serious. The doctor said we're not sure what's going to be.
Right.
So I could drive my car to the hospital.
Right,
so
because the question is. Do we assume that tefillah is strong enough that it's going to do something in terms? I guess you're not doing an action. In other words, you could say that you're not directly impacting the cholah.
Is that more us or?
So
more
the truth of the matter is, it should be more us. The mutter is whatever I have to intervene on his behalf. But otherwise, that's a good question. Okay. I just want to show you a few other things quickly to wrap up. The Mari Vial Chuvas Simon Kuf Tesvav had a case. Okay, well, a late Rishonim Mari Vial. Nuremberg, that's where he was. There was a certain person who was sick and they wanted to make a mishabach on Shabbos and he didn't. Okay, he didn't want to do it. He thought it's not right. Okay, and he said they shouldn't do it. All the lomdim agreed. That's itself a mystical miracle. They all agreed with him. But the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish Peches Siftes, no cry out for anything on Shabbos, again, unless it's a pressing need over here. And otherwise, then it's mutter. And he says if somebody is sick with some kind of mental illness, he's running around, also, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Okay?
So this is the mental illness where the person's a danger to himself.
Right.
Okay, really?
Yeah. Now, the Mogen Avraham qualifies it in Sivkot Nyudalan 65. The Mogen Avraham says, in Reish Peches Sivkot Nyudalan, Hachola Mesukun, Avol She'eno Mesukun B'Yomo, he's not death, there's no more danger today than was yesterday. The guy's been hanging on. Then Asol Avraham, then we don't do it. And he said, that's what all the Rabbanim agree to. Okay?
So, a guy has cancer for a year.
So you wouldn't have to say the Baruch on
Shabbos.
That's what appears. Again, the Minig is not that way.
The
Minig is not that way.
Worse
than yeah, right. Okay, the Aliyah Rabba, it's in Reish Pechesiv Kotan Chav, 67. Okay, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. It's in Reish Pechesiv Kotan Chavav. Shenichnas bo ruach shade, he got taken over by it. Wasn't a normal thing, so that person you can daven for. The Shulchan Aruch Harav makes an interesting distinction. It's in Reish Pechesiv Tes and Siv Yod. It makes an interesting distinction, but going back to Tzibor and Yochid. Okay? He says, "Vafilu shele tzoch v'tirim hu chol amesukon sakonas hayom shazokim tzchanal b'shabbos avilu b'tzibur v'chein mutal varcha lechol amesukon bo bayom." You can give a bracha bo bayom to the deathly ill person, and those are the exceptions. Now,
what's different?
From the last three paragraphs.
No, one second. Next part. That's the second part of the sentence. He says there might be a difference in a yoch and the tzibur. Okay, the tzibur is the yoch. It's of a tzibur also levakesh rachmal ma'ora kol she'ain shom sakonas hayom. All right, he said that the tzibur is more restricted, okay, than the yochid. and probably because it has greater efficacy. Somebody suggested, you know, the reason why we make a Mishaber for Chol on Shabbos and not during the week is in during the week you say Rifaynu. You have your covered. Now, no Shabbos Rifaynu is on Shabbos, so that's why. I just want to mention the
Chuvas
Yavetz. Yes, I'm right. Right. Only on Kriyas Torah days. I just want to remember to mention Shul Yavetz of Yaakov Emden in the Tshuva Chelek Aleph Simen Samech Dalad. He says, the reason why we don't make a Mishver Chol on Shabbos is because, again, we're not supposed to worry about these things, you know, when it comes to Shabbos. But he said, the fact is, the custom is developed, we do make a Mishver for Chol on Shabbos. Okay? And he's not happy with the practice. He says, well, you said it was, you should only do it for someone who's taka, you know, an emergency situation that day. Look at the end.
Some people are more worried if you tell them you're not allowed to say that.
That's true,
better.
Too. Yeah, psychological. No, a person can be sick and still be. I mean, I've been in a situation where I was asked in the shul to make a mishmerach. He's in shul, or she, the woman's there, but she doesn't feel it. She wants to make a mishmerach for her. Okay? Now, the question is, where do we draw the line?
This is on Shabbos.
Okay, yeah, this is on Shabbos. The question is, according to Yaakov Emden, you wouldn't do it on Shabbos, except that's the minute. Look what he says at the end. Okay? He says, first of all, he says, this idea that they make a Mishaberach for so many different people, a couple lines in the bottom. Av a Mishaberach l'chol yochid sheyirtzes, v'ad enoch and klal v'yesh v'gam kein b'shum tirkel tzibur, too. You know, it's a big thing, it'll rattle off 50 names, you know, I mean, sometimes it's frustrating. I remember, you know, my father was once complaining in the olden days, way back, I was a little kid. He goes, it seems like every time somebody's cat has a cold, he goes up and makes a mishaberach. There's so many mishaberach. Okay, people come in with cards and lists, you know. Okay, if they're legit. But the Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, look at the last words. E'yasher cheli av telinei. If I had the strength, I'd get rid of this whole minik. He felt it's not right.
Some shuls.
Okay. Many so that everyone inserts the name quietly.
Stop and say
right.
Is that just on, yeah, why is that not? Just on that, Shabbos?
Why not?
Besides Motor, is that just as helpful?
Why not? Should be. Shomekoni, you hear it, and I think so.
Is he saying just on Shabbos?
They do it on the Shabbos, yeah, because you have all these. Now, again, they're right. No, not do it entirely. They do it on Shabbos. He said it's just if I could, but I can't. Basically, acknowledges that he can't do it. Moshe Feinstein adds an interesting twist. Igros Moshe Chelik Aleph from Kufay. Mentions that there's another difference. There might be a difference between, did the chola ask you to daven? You know, the chola said, do me a favor. I just had somebody who's a chola now, and he asked me to please daven. The guy asks you, then he says that theoretically you should even be able to do it on Shabbos. Right, correct. And that shouldn't be allowed on Shabbos, Moshe writes. Okay, now, the Magen Avraham and Simresh Peches.
Wait, Mashmah, that Rav Moshe would hold that any other case you shouldn't.
What do you mean, any other case?
You just said that if Rav Moshe says if the guy if the chola asks you,
then on Shabbos
could. So any
even on Shabbos.
So just stam, mm-hmm. Rav Moshe would say you shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe.
Look at the way it's the words in the paragraph. Sure. The way he signs his name.
Moshe.
No, he doesn't call himself a Rav.
Who Moshe Feinstein?
Yeah.
I mean, Yaakov Emden also the Samach Tes and some of the Sfaradi Tahor, right? The Sfaradi. But anyway. That's right. But he says a different reason. Look what he says. I want to finish up. It's later. Ready. Sometimes the guy asks you and you're going to say no. He'll get so distraught that it'll harm his, you know, mentally, it'll harm his physical condition and so on. The Magen Avraham wonders about this. We say this on Shabbos. We do it on Shabbos. So the Rabbah says, you know, we make a Mishaberach. We say Hamokom. And he says we should also say the word Shabbos Himelizok. That's what the other rabbis say. Shabbos, the verb is missing. We're prevented from calling. Shabbos is not a day for calling out. Shabbos is mufka from calling out. So that's exactly right. That's what the other rabbis wonders about that. He said, what good does that do?
We don't say
Hespers
this time.
Right. A lot of times we do that. You're right. That's this, you know, the joke of Nisha Shabbos, right? The guy with the car, right? You know, he says, you know, a guy comes to his friend in shul. He says, "Nishtav Shabbos Gevet, you know, I heard you're selling a car." He says, "Nishtav Shabbos Gevet, yes." He says, "Nishtav Shabbos Gevet, how much are you charging for it? How much do you want for it?" So the guy says, "Nishtav Shabbos Gevet, I want $15,000." The other guy says, "Nishtav Shabbos Gevet, I'll give you ten. So Nishtav Shabbos Gevet, I can't take less than 12. Okay, there goes. Then later on, he comes back and he says, "Okay, Nishtav Shabbos Gevet, I'll give you 12." He says, "Nishtav Shabbos Gevet, I already sold it to somebody else." So what is a heter, a matir? But, you know, basically, that's what the, you know, the nusach hatfila is. You know, you don't really do it. But again, he says, He doesn't like it, but that's the minhag in the world. And the Mishnah Berurah brings it as well. So we make a Mishnah Berurah. She'ein bo sakana. When he has a real sakana, you don't have to say Shabbos imelazukas. Because it's not true. You don't have to refrain. That's talk you're allowed to. So that's the point. What the Yaakov Emden said, we should really only make the Mishnah Berurah for people who are cholim mesukan bo bayom.
But throwing those words doesn't seem
right. It's somehow, it's just a joke almost. Yeah, I understand. That's what the Eliyahu Rabbah is bothered by. Nonetheless, that is the minhag. Okay, you say Shabbos Imelazok when he's not a neighbor. The best thing is again, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, but he understands people. Rabbi Yaakov said, "If I could, I'd get rid of this practice." He can't do it. The Minigan Klai so to do it. You know, upset people if you can't tell them they can't make a Mishnah Berurah and so on. So it's not worth it. Okay, and he says they rely on the fact that Beis Hillel allows it anyway. Remember, go back to that Tosefta. Beis Hillel allows it. Okay. So Beis Hillel says that. Yeah.
What are those two phrases?
I don't think anything to do with it. I don't think they're relevant. I don't know. Not sure.
What does it mean for krova lava?
No, that's part of the tefillah. They should soon have a healing.
I mean, krova means you're
I think near in time. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I think so. I think so. Okay. Anyways, that's it. Because the other rabbi doesn't like the fact that the line based. But anyway, that's the issue Mishnah Berurah for cholim. So the truth of the matter is, I'll just end with one thing. The whole idea that Mishnah Berurah for cholim in shul is that that's one of the power of the tzibur. If the whole tzibur is talking at that point, it doesn't do any good.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's unfortunately happens. It's you know, it's like seventh inning stretch. So, you know, they're busy talking while the gabbai's mumbling away all these stuff. So the six people get online and give their, you know, names. But everyone else should really be quiet. We try in our shul to keep it quiet. The Mishnah Berurah Cholim, it's not always easy. You know, they can all go overboard, you know, badger people. But the truth of the matter is, Mishnah Berurah Cholim, the whole idea is an Amar, Amen. The whole idea is the whole tzibur now says Amen. That's the purpose of it. And also it lifts the spirit of the Cholet to know that people are davening for him. You know, he knows that the tzibur is davening for him. So, you know, again, that's the thing. And I'm not... Again, the question is, should you only really say it if a person is a Cholim Mesukan on Shabbos? During the week, it doesn't have to be a Cholim Mesukan. You can say whatever tefillos you like. But on Shabbos, perhaps it should be limited to a Cholim Mesukan. But we, as the Yaakov Emden said, I can't, that's the practice.
Yeah,
people do
it. That's from his position. But what about the person himself?
The person himself should always daven on Shabbos, yes.
What about
always
the people who can't stop it?
No, I'm not talking about that each individual, if he is trying to decide whether or not to daven for a person, and that person is not in a danger that day. It sounds like he should probably refrain from on Shabbos.
Again, but that's not the minhag. I would say the minhag is people make a Mishnah Berurah, even if someone got a chronic condition, he's not going to be wasn't worse list 2 days ago than 2 days. It's the same thing, and you know probably
that's
not going to recover in the end. So
that's
you still
the minhag. If it's wrong, it's wrong.
I guess the assumption.
If I'm going up there, it sounds like the best thing for me to do is not do it if the person isn't in danger that day.
Probably. On Shabbos, yeah.
Yeah.
But I would never, just like the back of my mind, I would never tell someone they can't do it.
As a rabbi of a shul, though, you can't.
Yeah, because they'll upset people. All right, anyway, all the cholim shabbos for Shlaima. Shabbos and every other day. Okay.
If you could daven for me, can you put on tefillin for me tomorrow?
Right, no.